Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me today on this very special episode of Go Ahead Tell Me. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Carly, and I'm the host of Go Ahead Tell Me, along with the creator and host of De La Cuéntame, Rossi Aguiguera. Today marks the start of the third season of De La Cuéntame, and a few weeks back, I realized that Rossi and I have never had the chance to be on an episode together. So I wanted to take this opportunity to start the season off with Rossi and I discussing not only our show and what is to come this season, but also sharing with you all a bit about ourselves and how our show came to be. Hi, Rossi. It's so great to get to talk to you in this setting and give our listeners an insight into our personal stories and our goals for this upcoming season. To get started, I'd love for us to hear your story and a little bit about your background.
Hi, Carly. I am so excited because you had this idea of us being together because, you know, we both do the episodes, you first in English and then my episode in Spanish, and you had this idea so our listeners can hear about us and also our story. So thank you so much, Carly.
Yeah, of course.
So let me see how I start my background. I'm 54 year old producer, and I had to say woman, mother, you know, I am a human being, obviously. So that's the main thing. But I am passionate about producing content, and I've been doing that for more than 3 decades. I came to Miami from Honduras, my country, in 1988. And I was there for 2 decades, and then I moved to LA about 12, 13 years ago. And I came here with my daughter. My daughter, she was still in middle school. And then we both fell in love with LA, that city of angels, as you know, we call it. And I stayed here, and I really love California. I had my company in Miami. Its name was RX Media Communications. But when I moved here and kept working as a contractor or as a company, it depends on the project and the client, then I re-registered the company here in California as RX Media Productions. So we've been here since 2008. And I love doing this. It depends, obviously, the project, but I enjoy always what I do. So tell me about you.
Well, as everyone knows, I'm Carly, and I'm 27 years old. I currently live in Riverside County. I grew up in the Bay Area, though. And then I went to Berkeley for film, graduated from there. I've always really loved everything entertainment, movies, TV, and I've also in the last like 5 years become a huge podcast listener. They help on my commutes all the time. So now I commute from Riverside to Carlsbad, California, during my day job as an office manager, but my heart is really in the entertainment and doing this with you, Rossi. I love being able to connect with people on a different level through things like this. It's much more rewarding than just a boring office job during the day. And now I am studying strategic communications at Purdue online for my master's degree while I'm doing this as well. So my love for entertainment and wanting to get into the entertainment industry is what led me to you.
So tell me how you got here to InRx Media.
Yeah, so I actually met your daughter, Kimberly, first. She reached out to me on LinkedIn when I had first moved down to Southern California, and she had asked if we could meet and just kind of see if we had any similar goals and if either of us could kind of help each other out in any way, because I know she was working for RX Media. I had done a little internship up in Santa Monica at a production company, but I hadn't quite like gotten really into this industry yet. So it was super exciting to meet Kimberly, and we talked, and we must have talked for a couple hours, and we really just connected about our goals for being in this industry, the changes we wanted to see in entertainment, especially being women in the industry. And she wanted me to meet you, Rossi, and see if I could get involved with RX Media in any way. So I met with you, and then we decided to go forward with like a development production position, which I was so excited about and loved working with you and Kimberly. You two are so fun to like learn from. I learned so much from you guys right away. And then I ended up getting a different position and we went our separate ways, but about what is last summer, you called and you asked me to if I would be interested in helping you with this project, and I jumped at the chance to work with you again and to do this very exciting project. And at first, I was just going to produce in the background, be associate producer, and then as we continued through, you asked me to host, and I, as much as scary as it was for me at first, I was like, "Let's do it! I'll jump out of my comfort zone and try it out." And here we are.
Yeah, I remembering. I obviously I called you because you were one of the best, and you are one of the best, Carly, that we've worked here in RX Media. Kimberly really has a great eye. She's really obviously outstanding also with the things she does. She,
Yes.
Kimberly, was the head of creative development and digital strategy in that time in RX Media. Then she moved to Georgetown, her master, like you are doing your master, which is very exciting, by the way, and the topic that you tell me. I was so glad to call you, and it was during the pandemic. I remember because I said, sometimes people, and I have clients that came and they want to do, whether it's a YouTube video or a podcast or many things that I'm so excited that many people are doing, creating, because we all are content creators or creatives, right? But sometimes they believe or people think that it's easier, right? So let's just buy these microphones or these things and then try to get these guests. But I had so other work that I was doing that I always do, so I needed that help on the production part. So you came as an associate producer, but then it's when I changed, when I did all this change on the podcast. The first year, as you remember, it was only in Spanish, and it was also in Univision Radio. So we had the podcast, and we started with interviews with people, different people, entrepreneurs, artists, and experts. I wanted to show, for me, it is really important to show who we are, that we were not criminals, the past president was saying, and so we're not. So, and there are people that only see people in novelas or people operas or the celebrities or these people that, oh, they achieved this goal. These are these Latino or Latina who did this and won these Oscars, Grammys. But I know so many people, obviously, as a producer, so many people that have won Grammys, Emmys, and Oscars that I wanted to have here because maybe they are not so much on the traditional media. So that's how it got me to know all of us, even if it's East Coast or West Coast or Midwest, anywhere in the world, that we can we're the same as everyone else. We're just trying to achieve our goals. Have it's not just only get to pay the rent, which that's not only a goal for me, but also, it's also do what we are passionate about. So we did that in the first year with Dale Cuéntame. And that's when the next year, as you remember, and I want you to, we changed it, and I called you and I said, Carly, would you do the English episode? And I remember I was like, maybe Carly doesn't like to do it because it's like me. For me, it has been very a learning experience. I've always done the behind the same thing, but I wanted to do the questions because I tried with a couple of other people, but I wanted to do the questions because the main thing for me is the topic that we're covering. And I said, maybe Carly, since she's so good, because Carly, by the way, is that I've worked with. She's really a good writer and a producer. So, and I
Thank
thought
you.
that she was gonna say no, but then she said yes. Ah, and I was so excited. And you have done it so well, Carly, in this second season. So tell us about the
Oh, thank
second
you.
season. What did we do? What have we covered?
Yeah, so the second season, I feel like it really did stick to your main goal of uniting people and bringing to the light some people who are making some really big changes in their communities and then society as a whole. It was a really fun experience for me. Like I said, I was terrified when you first asked me, and I feel like I said yes and didn't realize, like, oh my God, I just said yes to that. But I was super excited once I got over the fear. And my first few episodes, I was still very nervous, but I got into it, and I just learned. I learned, the listeners learned, and heard so many unique stories and interesting people that we were able to bring onto the show. And I was inspired by pretty much everybody we spoke to, whether it was somebody I spoke to or somebody you spoke to. It was just really amazing people we got to come on the show. One of the highlights for me was bringing my brother onto the show. He's my older brother, and he is a well, he was a volunteer firefighter. He's officially become a full-time firefighter now, which is really exciting. But at the time, he was just a volunteer firefighter, and it was so cool to talk to him in this way because we don't usually have conversations like that, right? We're very goofy, and we're not ones to sit down and have a serious conversation. So getting to speak to him and learn why he's so passionate about firefighting, why he was doing it for so many years without getting a paycheck, really, and just doing it when he could while also raising children and having a wife. And it was just so cool to see my brother as somebody that is making a change and is a positive change maker, like the people we want to so badly highlight and inspire people to make these changes. So this last season was just so cool to have that experience, not only with my brother, but everybody else we spoke to, the filmmakers that are making the changes in the film industry that we all so badly want to see, where we're getting representation of people that are usually silenced. And getting to speak to those filmmakers that are really out there doing it and making these changes was really special, and such an experience for me. So thank you for giving me this
Thank you.
opportunity,
And
because
I
it's
have
been
to
great.
say, and congratulations to your brother. And all the people that you brought also, Carly. I remember everyone, even you had Crystal, our newest, I think it's it's the last episode of the third season before this one, which is the first one of the third season. So I was excited about your brother, and to hear you two talking, and thank him always for sharing that story, and thank you for bringing that up, because for me that was how I started. The first episode that I did in Dale Cuéntame was with the owner of the daughter of the owner of Porto's Bakery, who is very famous here in South California. And she's Cuban, and she told us about the story of how she made it, her mother, and coming from Cuba, and doing the casing in their house, in their beds, and then becoming what they are now. And I remember it was like, do I do this? Do I don't do this? And I always tell this story, but those stories, because I know she has been interviewing in some places, but then I brought some friends that I know are great people who have won Emmys and Grammys. And it's like that. We know, and we see those, and you can tell me the names of the series that we see in NBC or Netflix, or about five firefighters. And mention some of them. There's some like 49 something, or it was a movie. I don't know if you remember.
The one that I remember most recently was, like, the same creator of Grey's Anatomy did a firefighter show. And then there, oh, I can't think of any names of the
Around that.
movies,
And I
but.
mean, and you saw, and your brother, this is what I wanted to mention, your brother brought to us that behind the scenes, if you will, of what's happening, of someone who wants to go there and risk their lives, and even without pay. So that's passion. And that's what I wanted to bring in again. And he has a wife and kids, and he was doing this, and because he's passionate. So again, thank you for that. And also, you mentioned the filmmakers, and we have this partnership with Filmmakers LA, and then NALIP and IDEA. And for me, so important to leave a legacy, to because I know what I've lived through these 30 years. And for me, all the people that we came you know, promoting, helping, and tell their stories, because we all have a story. We all can do a novel. We all can do a movie about our life. That's for sure. That we can, you know. So, but, you know, so based on that, and by the way, you can go to our website, dalecuéntame.com. And in there, you can see Carly, since I told you, she writes so well. so she came up with what really we are. When she described, go ahead, tell me, or dale, cuéntame. And she said, we want you to think of the inspiration to impact the world and the unity being spread through the art of storytelling and positivism. So since we are creatives, you, me, and we also work in the media and entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have brought all these filmmakers and actors, and we will keep bringing these people. But we now mostly have the goal to inspire. We have always have that goal, as you wrote it, to inspire and empower people. But right now, I've always thought it's not just the end goal, or, you know, to achieve that goal, or ask our people that we interview to, okay, how did you overcome that obstacle? But right now, in this third season, tell me what we're going to do.
So in this next season, I'm really excited, because we're going to keep to our roots of wanting to highlight people making positive change, but we also want to bring in and talk about making positive change within yourself. I've always thought that there are people who can make positive change out in the world, but they also have to be taking care of themselves at some point. And I mean, not to bring him up again, but my brother, I think about it too, like he's out there helping people and trying to save lives and risking his life, but he also has to take care of his own health and his emotional health. And so I think it's a really important aspect of what we want to do in terms of inspiring people to make change, that we also highlight how important it is to take care of yourself. And while also doing that, we're still also going to be talking about unity, because that's one of our core themes that we want to stick to, that we've stuck to in the last two seasons, and unity among not only cultures, but unity among ages and different backgrounds and cultures, all of that. We want to continue to highlight how important it is that we all unite and come together and accept others for who they are and the backgrounds that they have, regardless of age, culture. And then emotional health, like I already touched on a little bit, but just highlighting the importance of taking care of yourself mentally and emotionally. We all deal with emotions. We all wake up every day and have some sort of emotion that we're dealing with. And we don't always see it on the surface when we talk to somebody at work or wherever we are. We don't always realize that every single one of us is going through something emotionally that needs to be addressed. And they might be struggling or they might be doing really well, but we're always feeling emotions. And this is really important to me, because I've had my own emotional mental health struggles that I've really come to focus on in the last few years. And it's something that a lot of people are afraid to talk about, or they kind of avoid talking about. And then recently there are people who are opening up and wanting to make the mental health discussion more prominent and more acceptable. And I mean, I started going to therapy a few years ago. I tried it when I was younger, and then I got out of it and didn't go back for a while. And then I had a realization one day that I needed it. Like, I was doing all these other things. I was going to school and I was working full time, and I had friendships and relationships that I needed to take care of, but I realized my own emotional and mental health was falling to the side. And so I was struggling internally, and nobody really saw it because I was trying to do all these other things. And I finally just made the decision that I'm going to take a step back and I'm going to go to therapy all the time. So I was going once a week for a long time, and I was open about it. At my job, I would blatantly say, hey, Thursdays, I got to leave work early because I have therapy. And it was kind of a cool thing to watch, because I was obviously healing in therapy and still am, but I also, because I was so open about it in my office job, my coworker started going to therapy. She was like, oh, you go? Okay, I'm going to try it. And so it was kind of cool to see this effect that it had, to just be open about it and be like, it's not something we need to be ashamed of. We all have emotions that we have to take care of. So Why we're not ashamed to say we have a doctor's appointment or a dentist appointment. So why should we be ashamed to say we have an appointment to take care of our mental health?
Exactly.
So
Yes.
I'm excited that this is a topic we're going to be addressing because I do think it's so important and I don't think it can be talked about too much. I think
Too
it's a
much. Yeah.
yeah.
Exactly. And I wanted to, we were discussing, with the team, especially Carly, to how we are we gonna focus this next, always, as Carly wrote it again, visit us, so subscribe to our newsletter. What we're looking for is unity. There was and there is so much division in the country and in the world. And I really believe what Martin Luther King or Maya Angelou, who people who I really love and follow their thoughts. And but they don't fight with war. I don't violence, don't fight. So for me, don't make things better. So for me, it is always important. And this is a learning. All of us, and you just mentioned it, Carly, all of us are learning every day. We can die. I ask Papa Dios, God, I ask him to, give me until 101. I can be 100 years in one, but I don't know when, maybe, I don't know when he has a date for me, for you, for everyone. But so we just have today. The thing is that we only have today, not the past, not the future. We can motivate, and that's what we're trying to do and inspire ourselves to achieve our goals. But we have the present. So it's so important because you just mentioned it, we're not robots. We're human beings. So we all have this capacity to feel many emotions. That's why I wanted to focus on emotions, and because obviously that's what we have for, to the complete health is physical health, spiritual health, mental health, and emotional health. We're going to be focusing here in emotional health. Why? Because our thoughts and our recurrent thoughts, provoke our emotions. And if we are emotionally, and feeling negative feelings, then those become a problem in our mental health. So that's why I want to focus on the bottom. Obviously, if we have to focus on the physical health, you and me, we all know. I remember when you said you had to go to yoga. I remember last time, but and then eat better or sleep better, and then also obviously the spiritual part. However, people want to deal with that, but for me, to heal mental health, you have to heal emotional health, which is different, and we can expand on that next episode. Carly is going to be telling us the breakdown of our episode, but I wanted to mention that for us was really okay, let's do this for people to enjoy the journey when they go and achieve our goals. Obviously, we have to focus on our well-being, our health, our complete health. And we here in
Exactly.
Go Ahead, Tell Me, and Dale Cuéntame are going to be focusing on emotional health. So tell us about the breakdown, the episode breakdown, Carly.
Yeah, so over or each month we want to bring a few different themes to our episodes. So we want to do cross-generational talks. So talking to people of all different generations to get different perspectives and different thoughts on these types of topics, whether it be unity or emotional health. I think it's really important to speak to people who have lived different times and have witnessed different things. And like going back to the emotional health topic is one that different generations handle so differently. The younger generation seem to be a lot more willing to discuss mental health or emotional health, whereas opposed to like my mom, her generation, she has been a little bit more hesitant to discuss her emotions or to be okay with saying, I need help emotionally or mentally, and I want to go see somebody about it. So I think those are the reasons why bringing this cross-generational talk is really important. So we can learn from each other. I can learn from a younger generation or an older generation and vice versa. We're still going to stick to our mix of English and Spanish episodes. Rossi doing the Spanish episodes, and I will do the English episodes, like we've been used to. And then we also want to bring in experts on emotional health. We love hearing everybody's perspective, but an expert is always going to be great to bring in and hopefully give us some tips, and we can discuss it more in depth with these experts that we bring in.
Of course. And this is the way that we're going to do it. And thank you for all that explanation on cross-generational talk. And while you are listening right now, our listening and listeners, our dear listeners, thank you for being there. Please share and try to inspire with our guests. But this episode, you're listening is a cross-generational talk. Because I'm 54, I'm the young 54-year-old woman that you can see, because as I said, I'm gonna be 100 and I'm gonna be the young 100-year-old woman. And you are 27, right? So Carly's in her 20s and I'm in my 50s. And we are talking, and today obviously is the introduction to what we're gonna be doing. And go ahead, tell me, dale, cuéntame. And next episode, in next month, we're going to be together again, and we're going to be expanding on, like Carly said, how my generation, which is Gen X generation and her generation and Gen Y, right, millennials, have been dealing with this and everything else. My career is production, but as I mentioned in other parts, but I'm going to mention here, I don't think I did at the beginning. My bachelor is in psychology and my master is in media psychology. And I did that because I really, really, really wanted to understand human behavior and beginning by mine. And so I realized that because I'm a middle child, many things are really great for me. But anyway, so I really think that. But I'm a researcher, so I'm not a clinical psychologist, but I love to do research and analysis, and I kept doing it since I, began to study this, and especially the master in 2013. I'm passionate about analyzing what in doing qualitative research. So this is my thing. I want to bring obviously what we know and how, and that's how I produce and create content, how we affect people, because everything that comes to our minds and to our bodies through the mouth, through the minds and in what we see, that affects us. That creates thoughts, and then recurrent thoughts remember creates emotions, and then obviously the mental health. So we're gonna be talking like that. Carly's gonna have obviously other guests after the next episode. Older, as she said, younger. I don't know how much younger than her, but she's young. But anyway, then we'll have our episodes in Spanish and English. And the other thing is that the first year we had the Spanish radio LA, and it could be heard in nationwide, overseas, also everywhere through Euphoria app. So right now I'm going back to with our Spanish episode to Univision Radio, especially because I want to have the expert in our Spanish interview, who's going to be most likely a celebrity, someone who can share about that. So we're going to be in Univision Radio again, Los Angeles, beginning with next episode in Spanish. And so please tune and share again. I know and I have understood that still there are different audiences in the traditional radio and the podcast. As you said, Carly, at the beginning, you were mentioning that you were, that the podcast, you've been listening to podcasts for a while because, in your commute time. And for me, it's also like that. And I think we have so much information, access to information, which is so great. And all these courses and all these things that it's so great. But again, we should choose what, I don't listen to news. I have to say it here. I work in newscast. My career started as a writer for news and then producer for news. But I don't watch news. Nope. And even then, I studied documentary, and still I am focused on fiction right now, because anything that, again, comes to, we choose and comes to our minds creates what we do in our actions. So I'm so excited, Carly. I don't know how you are, but I am
Oh,
so
I am
excited.
too. I'm really excited. I think this episode has been a great way to get us all excited and having fun too.
Remember, this is why, go ahead, tell me, dale, cuéntame, was born. We are here to unite and enjoy life, especially enjoy life while we are accomplishing our goals. So for us, the key again is to unify, to understand each other in spite of our differences, ages, you know, environment and cultures. But it's so important for us to take care of our complete health, including our emotional health. And but especially having fun. I really want to have fun because I always try to have fun. So thanks, Carly, and let's have fun.
Yes, I am so excited for this next season. We're going to keep having fun and learning from each other. Thank you so much, Rossi, for this great talk. And thank you to each and every listener for being here with us today. We hope this conversation made you just as excited as we are for season 3. Please be sure to follow us on Instagram to see what is next to come for Deliquentime and go ahead, tell me. Talk to you all soon.